ATE just gone through the Association of Municipal Electricity Utilities new position paper on small-scale embedded generation. And we need to set the record straight. There are some serious misunderstandings in that document that could mislead municipalities and place unfair and unlawful burdens on households and installers. Let's be clear. Safety is critical. But only national legislation can set technical rules for electrical installations. That authority sits with the Minister of Employment and Labour and, of course, the SABS. Municipalities are not allowed to invent their own parallel approval system or override a valid certificate of compliance issued by a registered professional. A COC is the legal confirmation that an installation is safe. Full stop. No municipality may refuse connection or demand extra commissioning documents when a COC is in place. There is also no gap in standards. South Africa already has an adopted international standard for generation systems, and SANS 101421 covers PV and inverter integration. Treating NRS documents as compulsory safety standards is simply wrong. What we're asking for is simple. Let's stick to national law, avoid confusion, and make sure we are not creating unnecessary red tape that slows down safe, responsible energy adoption. ATE will keep pushing for clarity, consistency, and lawful governance in this space because South Africans deserve an energy environment they can trust.